All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic.
Yes.
The Comedian's Guide to Autism. I am Graham Kay.
I'm Kirk Smith.
Yes. Woo! I have an autistic brother, and Kirk has...
an autistic son who's 17, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, this is an episode where... we're going to start off with a week in review. We haven't had my brother Peter on in a while.
Yes, it's been a little while. He's due. We're due to have him on.
Yeah, so yeah. We're going to cut right now to... it was his birthday. Let's just set it up. It was his birthday, so we're going to call him.
It was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
26, huh? You turned 26 again? Is any casting directors listening? 29?
I met a casting director, like a big one, like 6 months ago or something, and he's like, how old are you? And I was like, I was about to tell him my age, and he goes, shh, 20. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. I should lie. I'm never going to make it. Anyway, I'm old now, but it's... I'm fine. My skin is great, and
that's such an LA thing to say.
And I'm on Rogaine now.
Ooh,
yeah,
I can tell.
Can you?
No, but I'm sure it will work.
Oh man, I got so excited.
I felt bad. I couldn't lie to you. I'm sure it's gonna work.
Anyway, that's me, and I obviously I'm getting into my mid to late 30s, and I'm starting to like. Not freak out, but realize that I won't be young forever. And my brother couldn't give two craps about it. He's turned 32, and he is pumped. He's super pumped. On his birthday, he was like, I was like, how old are you? He goes, and now I'm 32. Like, he was so...
He's making progress.
He was so excited. And anyway, we're going to call Peter now, find out how his birthday went. Hey, Pete, how's it going?
Hold on a sec. Yeah, I'm great.
Good. You're being recorded right now for the podcast, so say hello to all your fans out there.
Hello.
Hey, I'm here too, Pete. This is Kirk. Good to talk to you again, man.
What was that?
This is Kirk. I'm Graham's friend. It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, right.
Anyway, Peter... thanks for joining us. I wanted to talk to you about your birthday. So we're just going to let us know how it went. Did you have a great birthday?
Yeah, it was on Sunday, June 12, 2016 of last weekend, and I'm now 32 years old.
That's great.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Yeah, happy birthday, Pete. You're one of the only people I know who you are so excited to be 32 years old. There was no hint of like you weren't sad that you're 32. You're happy you're 32, right, Peter?
Yeah, well, I guess I got a little bit tired of being 31 years old. Well, maybe a teeny bit.
Yeah, it's nice for a change. It's nice to change. And did you get good
presents? Well, change is good.
Change is good. It is good to change. And
well, it's no fun being a friend to change up your things like your toys when you don't want them changed up.
That's true. But you got some new toys, though, for your birthday, though, right?
Yeah, you were great when you got me my second X-Wing and Biggs from A New Hope. Thank you. I needed those toys.
No problem. Those are Star Wars toys, everybody. I was really happy that I could find them, and I got the X-Wing Fighter in the original box, which is good.
Well, Grant, I think it's for me to have and for Biggs to have, because you told me when Biggs has his own X-Wing and A New Hope, he gets defeated by one of the TIE Fighters, but the other kind, that's for Luke... it's from all three, going from A New Hope to Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, because originally you were kind of worried because you wanted two X-Wing fighters, and I bought him one from a few years ago, and it looks different than the one I bought him this time. So he's like, can I play with them? Because they look different, and I explained to him that it's okay that one's different. That's okay.
Well, I don't mind it's different. It's great.
Good. I'm glad. And did you have a fun birthday party?
Yes, and I got some... well, when it was Monday and Tuesday this week, I got myself some extra presents.
What'd you get?
Ooh, nice.
I got myself four extra great brand new t-shirts from a few stores at Bayshore.
What kind of t-shirts?
Well, I was able to get myself a cool another cool Spider-Man extra large t-shirt, a black one under an extra large from the Happy Days at Bayshore. Mm-hmm. Then I went to visit the Hot Topic and I found two great gray Star Wars t-shirts that show Han Solo, even the Millennium Falcon from the original six Star Wars movies. And I went to visit the HMV at Bayshore. So mm-hmm. I found myself a cool Star Wars, another cool Spider-Man t-shirt that shows Venom.
Peter is single-handedly keeping the HMV CD store by buying all their t-shirts.
That's good. Supporting the economy. That's good.
That's good. So you're buying extra larges now? Peter was buying mediums for a while, and they're a little tight. So it's good. And you're still working out? You're in good shape now?
Yes, but I don't think I can exercise this week because I've been so busy working, and I can exercise in my building's exercise room till sometime on the next week, okay?
Okay. That's okay. You lost a bunch of weight, though, right?
Yeah, I've been next time writing my pounds on a piece of paper so I can show Dr. Comerton, so she'll be very impressed.
That's awesome. I'm proud of you, Pete. Well, that's great. Thanks for letting us know how your birthday was. We appreciate it, and I'm really happy that you're 32 and you're loving it. Any questions, Kirk?
Yes.
No, it's great. I'm excited for you. Did you want to talk about the bus at all? Or?
Oh, do you have anything you want to say, Peter?
Say what?
Well, I have a question for you. So now that you're an adult, what do you think? What are the things you like the most about being an adult that you don't miss about being a kid?
Well, I don't want to miss going to school because I didn't like it very much. I just didn't like to get teased. But there were teachers who didn't know how to do school bullies when we were in school.
And what did the bullies do? Bad, like annoying things to you?
Yeah, like when bullies were saying to me, "Fine. Fine, you're a coward just because you don't want to fight with us." And when I was a kid, I didn't like how this guy, Mark Vergette, was saying things to me at the school place at Centennial, like, "Wreck the castle, I won't be your friend." Oh, that was not friendship at all.
No, that wasn't friendship.
That's not friendship.
And it's really great that you're an adult now, and you're 32 years old, and you don't have to deal with that crap anymore, and you know that that's not friendship because you're an adult now, and that's why you like it so much, right?
But I don't dwell on the past as much as I used to. I think when I was 22 and 23, back then was too hard to let go of the past. But I soon got much better letting it all go.
I know. I'm really proud of you, Pete. I love you, man. Thanks for doing this.
Yes, and another thing. I do like my Star Wars toys and stuff. And I do like my other toys, like my Spider-Man Turtles and Biker Mice from Mars guys.
Yeah, those are cool. I tried to find you that.
Even though
go ahead.
Bike.
What'd you say?
You tried to find Vinny's bike, but you couldn't find it. That's okay. I don't want to ask for it anymore. It's too hard to find.
Yeah, it was really hard to find. I'm sorry. Yeah, I couldn't find it. Anyway, one day, maybe.
I think my Star Wars Power of the Force toys matter more than biker mice.
Do you think so? I think so, too. I think they're the coolest. But we got to go, Pete. I appreciate you giving us time like this and letting us know how your birthday went.
And one more thing.
Okay.
My second X-Wing, I was able to put these stickers on. So I followed with how they go on, like the package was showing, and then I did another great thing. I put in some batteries so it could make cool sounds.
Oh, really? That's nice. Awesome. I didn't know it had...
Yeah, I found noises. The battery spot.
Ah, great. I didn't know it did that. That's great. Okay, Pete.
Well, but just two more things.
Go ahead.
Graham?
Yeah?
Well, when I first found the battery site, I put in a couple of Duracell AA batteries into the X-Wing, but when I got home, I decided to remove them and put in two of my Energizer AA batteries instead, because they'd be better.
You like the Energizer better than Duracell?
Well, I guess I know one of our parents told me I could wait for the Duracell to die down, but I guess waiting till then would have been a little bit annoying, and I probably wouldn't like to wait till then.
No, Peter's an Energizer man.
You got your brands, I get it.
Yeah. All right, Pete.
I don't think Energizer batteries would die down as much as the Duracell would.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got that bunny that keeps going, right, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update.
It's good to talk to you, Pete.
All right, Peter. I'll call you later, okay? Love you, buddy.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Classic Pete.
That was great. There was a couple PS's there at the end.
Yeah, he talks on the phone like he writes letters.
Yeah, there's a couple PS's. Hold on. I got a few more updates. A
few more.
Talk about Energizer. I got to talk about batteries.
Yeah.
Got to get those plugs in. Think that's a sponsor.
Advertising really works for Pete.
Yeah.
It's kind of adorable.
Does it really?
Yes.
Okay.
You know the Energizer bun.
Yeah,
bunny.
But Duracell's also very good. They're both about the same, I think.
It's not as good. It didn't hit it.
It's like Mercedes and BMW. They're both pretty good.
The bunny hit home. hit home with Pete. It resonated
it's
more.
It's not like one of them's dollar store batteries that instantly turned up.
Oh, he does not like that. I remember I tried to buy dollar store batteries or like, you know, like at the checkout aisle of like 7-Eleven, whatever batteries. And he's like, he just wouldn't do it.
Ever ready?
Ever ready. Yeah. He's like, no. What am I, a peasant? He knows that those are the two. Anyway, so he's, he, you know, he's got to get that in.
It's good.
And, yeah, once his brain like starts firing, he starts remembering things, and he's like, no, I got a couple more things I gotta get off my chest. So
yeah, I thought that was interesting. You know, he talked a little bit about it really leads us into our in the news this week, but talked about his experiences in school and how it really shapes, forms, influences who you are and things you carry with you often the rest of your life. You know,
yeah, not unlike neurotypical people. What happens in high school and your school years, it sticks with you.
You remember that guy's first and last name?
Yes.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah. More
than 10 years ago.
15
years ago. And he remembers this guy.
Yeah.
Was a jerk.
People are, and for people with autism or any sort of disorder, kids are jerks.
Yeah,
kids, they mean. Will find the weakness and they will go for it.
We talked about this. Adults can be mean too, though.
Adults can be really mean too.
Some people don't grow out of it.
Yeah, people were mean to me, but the thing is I have the...
You have some tools.
I have more tools to put it in context. And I mean, I was really depressed in high school too sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I knew that it would be fine. I knew.
Yeah.
And I had a great head of hair at the time. Everything was going to be fine.
Hey, you know, guys, we get letters every week. If we probably get 10 letters a week. If you guys would take a minute to message Graham directly and compliment him on his hair, I think it would mean a lot. Check out those pictures and write him an email. Just takes a minute. Just takes a minute of your time.
And I'm not going to disagree. I know that you're joking right now, Kurt.
I'm not joking. I think it'd be good. Because I always answer all the fan mail. But I think it'd be great for you to direct message Graham. You can find him on Facebook. He exists. And send him directly a message. That'd be great.
And I will accept.
It's going to make your day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If I had 10 people that were like, Kurt, well, you
look
as
long
nice
as
today.
You believe it.
Yeah, don't lie to him. You have to believe it.
But anyway... It is interesting how that stuff sort of shapes who you are, and
yeah, for sure.
Peter struggled with it for a long time, and you know it's still a battle. Not getting sucked into the past, because when kids tease you, it really hurts. And this brings us to our in the news.
In the news this week, we've got an article from MMA Fighting, which I don't know if you guys can tell, but we are both kind of sports junkies.
We waste
too much time.
Yeah.
Mostly basketball, boxing, soccer. I like just about everything, to be honest. Anyway, this is an article about MMA fighting, which is a mixed martial arts. It's about a gentleman named John Howard, and it's a very nuanced and lovely article from MMA Fighting.
Yeah.
Just something you think
balance
of.
And understanding.
Yeah. Super compassionate article from a website that normally dedicates itself to what's often called human cockfighting.
Reading in between the lines, half the time they're calling people gay.
Yeah. It's unabated violence.
Yeah.
But it talks about this guy who... He's 33, and he had to have some neurological tests, as you have to do when you get punched in the face for a living.
Yeah, he's 33 years old now, so I guess what we learned from this article is that after a certain age, you pass a certain age, you have to get these fighting organizations have to test their fighters neurologically.
Yeah, it's smart. They don't want to get sued. They want to make sure you're fit to get beat up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make sure you're tip top shaped, have your brain scrambled.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And what they found.
Once, so messed up. It's such a crazy world we live in. Okay, good. It's going to be okay. Go
ahead. It's a free country. People can do what they want.
No, they should do it because they're going to do it. I always feel like grown men are going to fight.
If you're a fighter, you're going
to
fight.
So you may as well have a doctor on there and try to limit the carnage and limit the loss of life.
I'm not a fighter. Kirk is more of a fighter, but.
I have some problems. So yeah.
Anyway, so. The doctors discovered that there was no real sort of neurological problem because of boxing, but they realized that there was a history there, a reoccurring thing that happened, and they kept digging and digging and kept going back and further back in his life. And they're like, well, this is predates your boxing career. You're a child when all this was going on. And they ended up diagnosing him with autism. And he's 33.
Yeah.
And he's a successful MMA fighter. I think he won the UFC Ultimate Fighter 10. And he's been in a number of big UFC events. He was in UFC 101, which I remember was huge. You know, he's in the World Series of Fighting, whatever that is. That's just not UFC, it's the lower rung, but it's still he's had a major successful career in as a professional fighter. And you just don't get to do that without a lot of skill.
A lot of skill, and it seems like to me, especially after reading the article, a lot of effort. He's really willing to put in the effort. And you can see, by the way, if you look up pictures how he's built, John Howard, he lifts weights. He's not...
effort.
Yeah. When your nickname is John Doomsday Howard, then...
But
he's put a lot of effort in.
Like my brother, you know, when he commits to something, he commits 100%. Like my brother, he was told by his doctor that he's, you know, becoming a bit of a fatso. And
come on, do the doctor voice.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit chubby. She's an Irish, old Irish lady. Getting a little chubby, Peter.
I love it.
A little overweight, get a little doughy. And he's like, oh no.
Oh no.
And so he'll work out, like, when he works out, he works out like 3 hours. And he's lost 15 pounds.
That's great, dude.
In whatever it is, 2.5 months. It's amazing. And so anyway, you know, this is an example of how you can really commit yourself. He really locked in. This fighter, John Howard, he always had trouble with speech. Social skills, he would stutter, he had a huge fear in groups, they put him in special ed, kids were teasing him, people would tease Peter.
Well, the sad thing was too, the article talks a lot about how he felt like he was teased or abused by the people that were supposed to look out for him. And it made me think of the Ron Funches interview we had 2 episodes ago.
You have to listen to the Ron Funches episode if you haven't.
Basically, sometimes special ed attracts two kind of people. It's kind of really good people that go out of their way to try to do something and give back. And then it's kind of people that want to be in control. And you don't want your child to have his, you know, life molded by these people that are, you know, power hungry.
Yeah, he was saying, like, in the public school system, he was abused by these people and no one would listen to him and stuff like that. This is the fighter again.
Yeah, John Howard.
John Howard. And now he's an adult and, you know, he's scarred by this. But it also made him want to be a fighter, probably.
Well, he talks about being picked on. I'm sure that influenced it.
People would fight him, and he had to learn how to fight. And
that's why I learned how to fight.
And he went into it 100%, and turns out he had some skill, and he was built like a fighter, and I'm sure they wouldn't want to fight him now.
No. That would be a huge mistake.
Don't fight the guy whose name is Doomsday.
Doomsday. You're going to go fight Doomsday? I would recommend you not fighting Doomsday.
Yeah.
Now, the part I liked about it was... he really talks about how his mom really pushed him. And his mom really pushed him and didn't baby him. And basically just pushed him. Failure wasn't an option. Or how do they say it? Failure be damned, she says. And it was tough love, basically, where she pushed him through.
Parenting is everything.
Yeah.
Within these situations, as I'm learning through doing this podcast, having the right kind of parent is life or death, really. Like this, his mother would not take no for an answer. She said, life is about trying, and you have to try a million times, and you're going to succeed one of those times if you keep trying.
Try a million times. Eventually, you're going to get it right once, and then when you get it right once, you just keep striving for that. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
It's amazing. And that guy's a professional athlete.
Yeah.
You know how hard that is? Yeah. You just don't get to be a big, strong guy to be a professional athlete.
There's a difference.
I mean, I'm 6'4".
You're pretty big and strong.
I could have a professional athlete's body if I, you know, I tried when I was a kid.
Hockey?
In my prime. Yeah, I was very good. I was so far away. You know what I mean? I just didn't have...
People don't understand that step from each level. Like, you're very good in high school, then to go to college, and then be very good in college to even make that next step is huge.
You have to have... I had the skill, but I don't think I had the mental commitment it took, you know, to train my body, you know.
I was the opposite. Together, we were a complete man.
Yeah.
I definitely had the fight. I just didn't have the body.
The time and attention to detail and almost sort of obsessive compulsiveness.
That and the hunger.
Which I think probably autism might have helped him in a way. Because it is a form of, you know, you can get... People who are autistic can get really obsessive about things. Right. I mean, you heard Peter in like Spider-Man and Star Wars. Things were slightly off with his X-Wings fighter. And I had to talk him down for half an hour and explain to him that why it's okay that one looks different than the other because one...
It.
Yeah, well, now he gets it. Now that's sort of locked in his brain that it's okay. And so he likes it. But it's like he obsesses about stuff. And I have a feeling that this fighter, John Howard, obsessed about becoming the best fighter. You know, and that helps him.
The sentence I like is, however seldom, what is it? How do you say this? Learned his lesson. Okay. However, he's seldom upset by it because, quote, because it's the way I'm built and God has a plan for everyone and this is who I am. I was like, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what I connect with. Sorry about comedy.
No, yeah, that's great.
This is the way I am and there's a plan. And, it's going to work out. Or it's not. Who cares?
Well, anyway, it's a feel-good story is the point. This guy's awesome.
Yeah, MMA's writing puff pieces, if you wanted to know, now. MMAfighting.com. He's writing heartfelt.
33 years old, diagnosed. And, you know, what a relief that must feel to have a late diagnosis like that and be like, okay, I'm not an idiot. Everyone told me I'm an idiot my whole life. And this is why I'm scared of all these things.
Right.
And
scared of talking. Yeah. And,
it must have felt great.
And I think it would empower him as far as his effort. Like, okay, I have been trying. How come there's no... trying to talk. How come I can't talk?
Yes.
You're like, okay, well, there's other issues there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes us to our topic du jour.
Mm-hmm. Athletes.
Yeah. Athletics. Mm-hmm. Athletes. Mm-hmm. Sports.
Mm-hmm. There's a... You have your own little... Kirk's been doing some research, and there's like... He's found that there's a lot of... connection with pro athletes having autistic children.
Well, we just looked it up just because I remember anecdotally hearing, just watching football and hearing a list of names. And so just a quick Google search.
Yeah.
Doug Flutie, Boomer Esiason, and Jim Kelly, Rodney Peete, and Dan Marino all have autistic
sons. All quarterbacks.
And those are all very
and all in the same era.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. All in the same era, which is also interesting. I don't know if that played into it or whatever, but... Very interesting. That's a lot.
And then it also talks about...
You know that there's only 30 of those men at that... They all played at the same time.
Yeah.
And there's only 30 of those men in the world. And you just listed off 5.
Yeah.
I think you listed off 5, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's crazy high.
Yeah.
There are 30 starting quarterbacks in the world. That's amazing. Anyway,
And then another guy posted, don't forget about Travis LeBoy, Olaf
Kolzig,
Byron Defoe, and Scott Mellanby.
Those are all hockey players.
Yeah.
Olaf Kolzig and Byron Defoe are both, they're goaltenders. And I am a goaltender, or Ooh. Was, and I have a little bit of autism in my family. And I also have myself crippling obsessive compulsive disorder.
I thought it was ADHD.
I had really bad obsessive compulsive disorder when I was a teenager to the point where I had to be medicated.
I didn't know that.
I couldn't sit down in a chair without doing it 3 times, turn a page without doing 3 times, walk through a doorway without doing 3 times, do anything. And I have to shoot bad auras out of my third eye, like a third eye kind of thing. I have to shoot the bad aura and make sure that it would have to go in an angle so it wouldn't come back at me.
What? What are we talking about? What?
My obsessive compulsive disorder. And like I had to like, if I didn't do it right on the, if I didn't have a pure thought on the third time, I'd have to do it 9 times because the 9 is like the other 2 groups of 3 would cancel out
Holy
the
cow.
Tainted first group of 3. So I was, you know, walking in school, walking through doorways 9 times, sitting in chairs in front of like my peers 9 times, and getting up and down.
How'd that go?
And going, making those noises, shooting like stuff out, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah, I had really bad, and it's connected to autism. There is a very, very high rate, and I've always wanted to do a study or fund a study when I'm rich. A very high rate that I could see once you're in it, you can see the signs in other people when they have it.
Okay.
In goaltenders in hockey. There's a lot of goalies in hockey. You just see them like twitching and
have
moving little around.
Routines.
Yeah. And Clint Malarchuk is one. Patrick Waugh had the famous goalie of all time. Like, it's just, I want to know if it's being a goalie through being, you know, when you're like going through puberty causes it. Or people like that are attracted to being a goalie.
Causality?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
That's what I want to know. But it's sort
correlation.
Of very thinly related to our topic of autism. But I think it's all connected through a thin little thread, I think.
Well, there's an article we'll cover in another episode that was about autism and epilepsy. It's very interesting as well. Really? We'll cover that for another. We're running out of time.
Running out of time. But I think we covered it.
We did it.
Yeah, it's a nice little episode.
You guys, if you have a second, please share this episode with your friends. It just takes a second to tag them.
Or enemies.
Or enemies. If you think this would drive your enemies bananas, please send it to them as spam.
Yeah. And don't forget, if you haven't already, please donate to patreon.com/autastic. patreon.com/autastic. You can donate $1 per episode. It really helps us to keep doing it.
Or $5 an episode.
Or $5 episode. It's been 2 months, and we've got the packages are going out this week to the $5 donators.
Donatees.
Donatees. And I think I'm sending one to Australia, so...
I think she wants to have it picked up on her car, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, anyway, I'm picking... If you donate for $5, I pick you up from the airport in L.A. if you're ever in L.A. And I'm... she gave me her flight and everything, and I'm going to pick her up. It's going to be great. But yeah, please donate. It really helps us. And if you don't, that's still great. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are all the best. You can find me at Graham K Comedy on Twitter or Instagram or on Facebook, Graham K, K-A-Y, and Kirk.
Kirk Smith Comedy, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page, whatever you want to do, guys. It's all there.
Share us and like us. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
It's going to work out, guys.
Yeah.